Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that the support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance of recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. This is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the second and the first hour. Back me up. Three more weeks, including this week, Rockin' Continentals in 2-3-4, originally released in the Casino label 1962. I got off the compilation Strumming Mental Part 3. Just heard the Sunsets, they were from Australia. They released this track on the Leiden label there in 1966. It's called When I Found You. I got off the compilation of Hopes and Dreams and Tombstones, came out in 2002 on Big Beat. Well, that Dee Dee Sharp did Wild, 1963 on Cameo. For that, the Outsiders did Felt Like I Wanted to Cry. This is a previously released alternate version recorded in January of 1966. I believe it was the B-side to Our Lover Still, I Always Will, on the Relax label around the same time. I got off the CQ Sessions, came out in 1994 on Pseudonym. Anyway, okay. For that, the Shocking Blue. Shocking Blue. You gotta lose that Boston accent. You don't know, and I might get a paying job at this. Anyway, the Shocking Blue did I'm a Woman from the self-titled LP that came out on Colossus in 1970. Before that, Mariska Veras did Is Het Waar, which is it true? Came out in Imperial in the Netherlands in 1965. I got off the compilation From the Kitchen to the Garage. Came out in 1999 on Distortions. Anyway, coming up, we got this week's song that everybody knows. and a whole lot more. Hey, you know, if you want to be the idol of the handfuls and handfuls of people across the internets and in the greater Boston area, make me an ID. All you gotta do is mention the Desperate Hours, WMFO and Alex and all their possible combinations. Then mention your name, stage name acceptable, general geographic area, planet, claim the fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations, make a WAV or an MP3 out of it, and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net, that's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net, or if you're on Facebook and admit it you are, go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it, and you can message me over there. Also, ladies, you can buy either a medium or a large women's Desperate Hours, official Desperate Hours t-shirt. A portion of the proceeds will go to benefit WMFO in the upcoming fundraiser, which I believe will be taking place probably in another month. I do have one men's double XL. All I got to do is the ordering instructions are on the Facebook page for the Desperate Hours. So go over there, support your favorite radio station, if not your favorite show. Anyway, why don't we get into it, or back into it? These are the Desperate Hours.
We'll be right back. Christ's sake.
Always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Take my lips, they belong.
This is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland. And I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Sir Blues Company, a band called Blues Company. They were from the Michigan Peninsula. Anyway, the name of the track was called She's Gone, originally released on the Great Lakes label in 1968. I got it off the compilation Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 6. Came out in 1984. For that, April Stevens and How She Acts, when Nino Tempo was away. Actually, he wrote the song. Abel Stevens' Teach Me Tiger. Came out in 1959 on Imperial. That was a Todd Fobb find for a dollar. For that, this week's mood breaker, DuPont Double Duty is Marvin Gaye. This week's mood breaker and song that everybody knows. And What's Going On, single release on Tamla in 1971. And then we kicked it off with the Mystic Eyes from 1995. I had to believe that's a 24-year-old song. And Last Night from the LP The Whole World Is Watching. Come on, get hip. Anyway, we've got another set, another talk break before we put this thing out of its misery. So let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Or two, fun and laughter on our summer holiday. No more worries for me or you for a week or two. We're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true. The sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true. Me and you.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Don't move a lick. Nah, shake it. Nah, stop. Don't move a peg. Nah, shake it. Look at yonder. Look at that gal over there, that red dress on. Come over here, gal. Come over here by this banana. Now, when I tell you to shake it, baby, I want you to shake it. Now, stop. Don't vip a vop. Now, shake it. Thank you.
Welcome to the Smith Corona 10-Day Touch Typewriting Course, and congratulations on owning a Smith Corona. If you follow instructions carefully, take time to correct any weaknesses which develop, and practice as suggested, you should soon be typing faster than most people write by hand. Additional speed and skill will, of course, come with practice. Have you studied the preliminary instructions and correct typing technique illustrations on page 1 of your typing textbook? Have you examined the keyboard and finger diagram on page 2 and identified the home keys? If not, stop the record now and do so before proceeding with this lesson. Return carried.
And This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Quarterball and down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay. Well, this is where I space out. You know, I'm heading towards the finish line here. Anyway, let me tell you what I played this next to last set of the show. Just heard the Frantics and Chitlins Con Carne. A previously unreleased track recorded in 1963 or thereabouts of a compilation Stomp, Northwest Killers Volume 1, came out in 2001 on Norton. And it's Miriam's birthday today. Thank you for keeping the flame alive, those of us who like weird and wonderful music, as opposed to me who takes, like, you know, really take a blowtorch to it all. But anyway, before that you heard Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. P.O. Box 9847, a single released in 1968 on A&M. Before that, the Blackwells did Holy Sombrero. holy sombrero. It was dead air there. I had all set up and everything. Anyway, it came out in 1959 on Gaiden. And for that, you heard Duke Jenkins and Shake It, a track originally released on the Cobra label, 1957, but I ain't gonna lie, I got off of Twist and Rumble Volume 3. Came out a couple of years ago on Strip. And we kicked it off, and even though they didn't ask for it, it's going out to Tony and Julie in East Cambridge. Cliff Richard and the Shadows from 1963 and Summer Holiday, track released in the UK on Columbia that year. Yes. Anyway, got about 20 minutes to go before, so that's good news. It is, I got to go. Anyway, let's take this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford. And you know, unless I forget, coming up on, it says Live Music Day. And they don't say, oh, yes, Saturday, October 26th. So it's a week from this coming Saturday is Live Music Day. And it'll be, they'll be featuring a songwriter circle to start, Samantha Farrell, Katie Dobbins, and Frank Rowe. Then another one with Vicky Porter, Gary Mondello, and Jenny Holstead. And then the band start in Studio A and Studio D. Sweet Wednesday, Randy Black, If We Go At All, Larry Newman, State of the Union, Sarah Levesque, Bird Mancini, Carissa Johnson, Adam Sherman, Katie Dobbins, Bad Marriage, and the Cast Irons. And it's all between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. this coming, a week from this coming Saturday, October 26th, WMFO Live Music Day. So tune in for that. You know, I had every intention of doing that the first time. Anyway, let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
How is that?
They can call you Bill or even Billy, but you're my sweet William and you drive me silly. Oh, Will, 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 you thrill me to my fingertips. Oh, William, 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 yum, 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 I love your tasty lips. Oh, William, 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 when I'm close to you, all I can do is say, William, William, I'll sit with Jim or dance with Henry, cause it takes my William more to really.
Every nickel, every dime, every quarter. staying right here, having fun as usual.
Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, wee old bimbo, bimbo? What you gonna do, wee old bimbo, bimbo? Does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see your little girlie, oh? Bimbo is a little boy who's got a million friends, and every time he passes by, they all invite him in. He'll clap his hands, sing and dance, and talk his baby talk. With a hole in his pants and his knees sticking out, he's just big enough to walk. Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, wee old bimbo, bimbo? What you gonna do, wee old bimbo, bimbo? Does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, light up like a star, and the way to light them up is to buy him candy bars. Cracker Jack and bubble gum to start his day off right. All the girlies follow him just to beg him for a bite. Bimbo, bimbo, candy on your facey, oh bimbo, bimbo, chewing on your gummy, oh bimbo, bimbo. When you're gonna grow, everybody loves you, little baby bimbi, oh. You never catch him sitting still, he's just a roving kind. Although he's just a little boy, he's got a grown-up mind. He's always got a shaggy dog a-pullin' at his clothes, and everybody calls for him as down the street he goes. Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, wee old bimbo, bimbo? What you gonna do, wee old bimbo, bimbo? Does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, oh? Bimbo, 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 bimbo.
Yeah, it's 7:56 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been, water-cutters, and never-wears for 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs each and every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played. You just heard Jim Reeves from 1953 in the Abbott label and Bimbo. For that, them, the Don't Look Now, and I don't think it's a one minus Van Morrison. Track originally released on the Jewel label in 1968. I got it off of Psychedelic States, Ohio in the 60s. Volume 2 came out in 2005 on Gear Fab. For that, Poor Boys did I'm Gonna Spend My Money. Got off of Twist and Rumble Volume 2, originally released from the Apollo label, no idea when the release date was. Janis Martin with William came out in 1956 on RCA Victor. I ain't gonna lie, I got off the Golden Age of American Rock and Roll Volume 10, came out in 2002 on Ace. Before that, The Illusion did Do You See Her Eyes from 1969 on the Ski label, and we kicked it off with The Wild and Fly By Nighter, originally released on the Charay label in 1966, but I got it off the compilation Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 1, came out in 2004 on Norton. Anyway, 7:58 Eastern Time, I gotta be taking my leave. Coming up next is So That's Good News. My name is Alex. It's always a pleasure. It was mine. Take care.